Hello, hello. Happy 2021. I can't remember if I've played this song for you. I probably have. It's called Wildest Dreams. Oh, yes, I did. I just remembered when I saw Zuzu's Petals, because one of my wonderful friends told me about Zuzu's Petals. In any case, I was gonna go off on a tangent about that. But I was thinking about a song for the start of the year. In my wildest dreams. This is This is kind of just exactly how I hoped it would be. And I realize this is a kind of a strange song for where we are in the world still, right? I mean, with the pandemic and so much loss that people have experienced in so many different ways. And I realize that's a little bit of a strange song. And yet on the other hand, I think it's so important that we all stay grounded in what is, and maybe even not exactly what is as much as what we're bringing in as a collective, right? Like, I've been on some calls at the end of 2020 where we talked about different intentions for 2021 or different dreams for 2021, wishes. And it's so beautiful when, you know, when we hear people talking about, you know, wanting good health, wanting people to be employed, wanting people not to be hungry, wanting people not to be worried about their families, wanting people, you know, no longer having to worry about this pandemic. There's so many things. And, you know, maybe what we all need is a song like this, you know, that brings us back to a place of equilibrium and well-being. As I'm saying this, I'm thinking it's so interesting because I hadn't meant to do this, but I had just gotten off the phone with someone that I dearly love who has a family member who's very ill. And obviously, it's so stressful. It's so stressful to be going through this. And he's taking care of the person who's ill. And I was saying, that sometimes it's so necessary to take a break from it all in whatever way that we can. And in that time of taking a break, finding our own connection to ourselves, finding our energy, finding even some humor, right? A place of being able to release the tension. And I guess that's what I'm saying in a way to all of us in this note. Perhaps I hadn't even thought of it, but it was in my subconscious, this idea of, can we, here at the beginning of 2021, can we allow ourselves a small space to dream, you know, in my wildest dreams? And I remember I followed Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and I love it when he talks about, when we're in a state of stress, when we're in a state of true, you know, big anxiety and stress, how physically the body, it's like everything, all the resources go to that. And there's really no energy left to dream. There's no energy for creativity. And it's so hard on our bodies. And gosh, I'm sorry if this isn't, I feel like I really wanted to start off with this, you know, bright, bold, hopeful message. And I think this still is that. Maybe we just have to walk our way through the mud a little bit to get there. Because I think this is what the message wants to be today. I'm downloading it just as I'm talking to you, so I wasn't really sure myself. But that when we're in that place of stress, there's not room for the creativity and the joy and the love. And those are the things that allow us, first of all, that allow our bodies to be healthy, that allow our immune systems to be strong. They allow us a sense of resilience and energy and focus, which we really need, you know, no matter what, but especially in times of stress. But they also give us that space to imagine and create, which is really important also to be able to be present to ideas of what's possible. And so I think what really wants to be called for right here, right now is a deep, deep breath. A deep breath and a sense of asking ourselves, hey, honey, what do you need right now to relax? What do you need to dream? What do you need to have, even if it's just the smallest slice of time, to feel connected to yourself, you know, to, I think some of you may have seen this. This just dropped in, so I'm going to say it because it feels like it's connected somehow. On New Year's Eve, I'm in San Francisco and everything is closed. You know, really the whole place is closed down. There's nowhere to go, but I decided to go out at sunset and take a walk. And instead of throw on my son's School of the Arts sweatshirt it's very cozy and I like to wear. But instead I thought, no, it's New Year's Eve. And I threw on a faux fur cape that my mom had bought for me a couple years ago. So this little faux fur and velvet cape. And I happened upon a bunch of musicians playing music. And I just started twirling around and dancing. It was just a moment of pure joy. And I was so happy that I had that cape on because it twirled around and it felt festive and I felt fun. And even though it was the middle of this pandemic and I wasn't, you know, with all the people that I'm usually with at the holidays, you know, my family, there was this great joy and it felt like it fueled me. So perhaps that's the other piece of all this. You know, how do we fuel ourselves? How do we fuel ourselves, even if it's just to get to the next day or the next hour? I want to read to you something because I just glanced down and saw that I had this open. And once again, I think this is so interesting, and I think there's probably a point to it, but I can't remember. I meant to read this to you last week. I don't know if I actually did, but I think it just wants to be read again, even if I did read it. And if I didn't, here we go for the first time. So it's in a book called Life is in the Transitions, and it goes like this. We have a choice in how we tell our life story. We do not write it in permanent ink. There are no points for consistency or even accuracy. We can change it at any time for any reason, including one as simple as making ourselves feel better. After all, a primary function of our life story is to allow us to place experiences firmly in the past and take from them something beneficial that will allow us to thrive in the future. After all, a primary function of our life story is to allow us to place experiences firmly in the past and take from them something beneficial that will allow us to thrive in the future. I love this paragraph. And so I'm glad to read it again, even for myself, which is this idea of how are we telling our life stories? And especially as we start a new year, it's such a great time to give ourselves the fuel and the energy and the freedom of maybe tweaking those stories. You know, so if there's something that we say about ourselves, something disparaging, for instance, you know, oh, I always, or this is just who I am, and it's something negative. What if we allowed ourselves to change that story? Because I think, who is the author of this book anyway that I'm quoting? I should tell you his name. Bruce Feiler or Feeler. I think Bruce is really onto something here, that none of this is written in ink. All the different research studies show that we don't really remember things as true as they were anyway, right? So what if
we allowed ourselves to step into 2021 with whatever story is going to make us feel joyful and as if we're thriving and alive. And not that we're lying, not that we're making things up, you know, but that we're reframing in a way that really supports us. So I guess it could, you know, maybe back to this. Let's play a little more of this song. So she just said, despite my circumstances, I've been taking chances and having fun. Don't need my wishes granted. I'm blooming where I'm planted. In my wildest dreams. Oh, 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 this is kind of just exactly how I hoped it would be. So she says, don't even my wishes granted, I'm blooming where I'm planted. And by the way, this is Carrie Cooper. And I think the reason, part of the reason this song is in my mind right now is that I first heard this at a women's creativity camp. I guess not a women's creativity camp. I don't know why I say that. It's just a creativity camp for adults that Patty Dye runs called Life is a Verb. And we had a holiday party, and so I think this song has been on my mind because we sang it at the holiday party on Zoom. And anyhow, there's something back to that. Don't need my wishes granted. I'm blooming where I'm planted, which is that we are in this time right now where for most people, the world does not look like what we hope it would look like. Our, you know, connections to people are different than they look most of the time. Our lives look different, how we're interacting in the world with other people. But I love that image of I'm blooming where I'm planted. And we're all planted right here in this time, right? And how do we allow ourselves to bloom? Maybe that's the question of the day. You know, what is it in the midst of everything going on that allows you to feel like you, that allows you to feel loving and alive and blooming with color, despite everything. I know I've been all over the place today, and thank goodness I have a practice of, I don't listen back to these voice notes before I send them. I hope that that doesn't seem like I don't care. It's not that. It's just that I don't want to judge myself and I don't want to judge what has come through because I really just want to trust the process. And if I'm trusting the process for myself, I'm trusting it for all of us, that whatever comes through is what comes through and that there'll be a little nugget or two that I need to say or I need to hear that you need to hear. That there'll just be something in all of the mess that kind of comes out that is beautiful or that's true or that's helpful. That's always what I want. And you know what the biggest thing is? I'm so happy that this just dropped in because this is really what's true for me. I started doing these audio notes when the pandemic started as a way to connect. And that's what's really important to me. It's that sense of just simply reaching out and letting you know you're on my mind. And when I get a chance to talk to you, it makes me feel better. And maybe it makes you feel a little better too, to listen to me, not because of the words I'm saying or that there's anything profound that's what I'm saying, but that it's what's between all of the words. And I hope that what gets carried across between all the words is simply love and connection. I really am glad that came out because that's so important. I do love you. And here we are, 2021. What is it for you that makes you feel like you're blooming where you're planted? What is it today? What small thing? Like for me, right, putting on that
that wonderful faux fur cape that my mom gave me connected me to my mom. It felt festive. It twirled around when I danced. It was an intuition that I followed that brought me to life in a certain way. Is there something small like that for you? Let yourself have it, whatever it is, okay? Sending you love. Bye-bye.